all you gorgeous manifestations of spirit. You are so beautiful. You should see your halos. It's radiating in here. And I'm not on drugs. I'm on God. That's God is my drug. Yes, indeed. How wonderful it is. When I travel, you know, I'm from Texas. I bring you greetings from Texas. And when I travel to other countries, I have to teach them how to talk Texan. And so, like in Russian, I have to teach them y'all, you know. And so they say, y'all. It has this Russian twang or Jamaica or something. But I have to teach them how to do it grammatically correctly. So instead of saying, hi, y'all, you have to say, hi, all y'all. That's the plural of y'all. Hi, all y'all. Instead of saying, do you have y'all's program? I would have to say, do you have all y'all's program? That's how you do speaking Texan. So I just want to tell you, actually, would you repeat after me today? I am an integrated, awesome expression of God. I am an integrated, awesome expression of God. Every minister needs a magic wand. So, I want to start by sharing with you one of my favorite jokes. I just love to tell this joke all over the world. Once upon a time, there was a minister, a conservative minister, and he was giving his Sunday service, and he lived alone, except he lived with a parrot, and the parrot's name was Buster. And so there was a little old lady sitting in the front row. I become that little old lady sitting in the front row. And he invited her over for tea after church. And so she came to his house. And by the way, Buster used to be owned by a Navy sea captain. And so Buster's vocabulary totally consisted of four-letter words. Not one of them was love, if you get my drift. So they're sitting there in his living room having tea, and she has her little finger raised very delicately. And all of a sudden, Buster reels off these four-letter words, and the minister turns red, white, blue, green, purple, yellow, orange, and what have you. He said, that's it. I am going to give Buster his transition. In case you don't know what that means, it means I've had it. And the little old lady said, oh no, Reverend, don't do that. I also have a parrot, and her name is Penelope, and she's very spiritual. She's a religious science parrot, and all she does is walk back and forth in her cage and say, thank you, God, let us pray. Thank you, God, let us pray. Why don't you bring Buster over to my house and put Buster in the cage with Penelope? I'm sure she'll have a very good influence on him. And so the minister's thinking, is this the voice of God? So he takes Buster and he rushes over to the little old lady's house. And as they enter the door, they hear from the back room, thank you, God, let us pray. Thank you, God. Rushes into the back room, opens the cage, puts Buster in the cage with Penelope. He takes one look at her and he says, hiya, babe. How's about a little kiss? And she says, thank you, God. My prayers have been answered. As Colleen says, this is a praying church. This is so great how God works. You know, you're preparing this message and everything. The day before I left, I got on the listserv. You know, we're going to talk about the shadow today. Who knows what terror lurks in the hearts of people? The shadow. Who remembers that radio program? Oh, no, really? I used to love it. I am Lamont Cranston. Anyhow, the day before I was to leave, I got this on the minister's listserv. I just thank you, God. I love this paragraph. It sums up everything I'm going to talk about today. And I'm going to read it at least 10 times. No, not really. But I'm just going to want you to just open up and listen to this. It summarized. It was like manna from heaven. Take everything that's bright and beautiful in you, and introduce it to the shadow side of yourself. When you are able to say, I am my shadow as well as my light, the shadow's power is put in service of the good. Is this awesome? It's just like, what are the chances? You know, it's a God thing. Don't you love to say, this is a God thing. This is a God thing. Okay, thank you for asking me to repeat it. Take everything that's bright and beautiful in your life and introduce it to the shadow side of yourself. When you are able to say, I am my shadow as well as my light, the shadow's power is put in service of the good, by Parker Palmer. He was giving this as a graduation message this year. And I say, mwah, I just love it. So I want to tell you, Carl Jung was really a smart cookie. He was a disciple of Freud's, but then they split ways because Carl went into the mystical more and Freud didn't like that. So anyhow, he says that we have personas. Personas are our masks. Do you know we wear masks every day? Right now, this morning, we have our going to church personas on. So look to your neighbor and say, your persona is hanging out. Go ahead. Say it to your neighbor. Your persona is hanging out. Wow. And now turn to your neighbor again and say, you have a gorgeous church persona. Tell them, you have a gorgeous church. Gorgeous. So that's what we present to the world. But the shadow is the side of our personality that we don't consciously display in public or in to anybody, really. We stuff it. We don't want people to know. You know, actually, when I had the church in Austin, a lady told me during the week I couldn't come to church on Sunday because I was depressed. That's the shadow. I said, you couldn't come to church? No, I wouldn't want anybody to say, I wonder what you did to attract that. You know, how holier than thou we tell people, I wonder, you know. And so she was afraid to come to, and someone told me also they had a broken arm. They didn't want to come to church because they didn't want people pointing fingers at them. But there are parts of ourselves that we don't like to show that aren't socially acceptable. In fact, I don't know how you were raised, all y'all, but I was raised, unless I had a smile on my face, I wasn't accepted. I had, if I was not smiling or anything, I had to go to my room until I had a smile on my face. And in my generation, people really didn't approve of anything unless you were, it sort of became a grimace, like, I walked around like, the monster, the smiling monster. So, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So the shadow, what are things that are in our shadow? Like, who knows? Yell out something that might be a shadowy thing.
Fear.
Fear. Excellent. Who knows what fear lurks in the hearts of people? Now, together. The shadow knows. No, you have to take your fingers like, the shadow knows. Ooh, what's another shadowy thing?
Anger.
Who knows what anger lurks in the hearts of people? The shadow knows. Great, this is great. I didn't know we were going to do this. What else?
Jealousy.
Oh, jealousy. I just want to address jealousy for a minute. It's horrible. It's just horrible. It comes from fear. fear of losing what you love. And so that's what makes you jealous. Who knows what jealousy lurks in the hearts of people? The shadow knows. And I mentioned another one about jealousy. What was that one? Begins with an F. Next letter is E. Next letter with A. Fear. Who knows what fear lurks in the hearts of people? The shadow knows. Right. Very good. So today, you know, I wanted to mention, it isn't only the negative things, but there's a golden shadow that we keep hidden too. And the golden shadow is our potential. And we project it out on others, people we admire. Think of who you admire. Oh my gosh, Mother Teresa, Nelson Mandela. They're so this, they're so that. Because we recognize it because it's hidden in us. The same thing, the golden part of our shadow too. So we have a lot of things having a party down in there. We got to bring them up and entertain them. So today we're going to take a cab. We are going to take a cab. We're going to take a cab to a more balanced consciousness. And the first part of the cab is the letter C. And it's called choice. Choice. Would you rather live by choice or would you rather live by chance? And so we are going to own responsibility for our choices. So in order to do this, every time I come here, I do a little ditty called Thoughts Are Things. And some of you might remember it. And so I wrote some verses about choice. So here we go. I'm going to teach you the chorus. And the chorus goes like this. Thoughts are things. Thoughts are things.
Thoughts are things. Thoughts are things.
Pause. Now, I'm from Texas, so you have to say thoughts are things. Thoughts are things.
Thoughts are things. Thoughts are things.
Every little thought to us it brings.
Every little thought to us it brings.
Happiness, misery on its wings.
Happiness, misery on its wings.
Now, this last one takes a PhD. It's really challenging. Thoughts are things. Seven times. Thoughts are things. And the last line is thoughts are things. Boop, boop. Thoughts are things. Boop, boop. Very good. Now let's put it all together. It's called the chorus. Thoughts are things. Thoughts are things.
Thoughts are things. Thoughts are things.
Every little thought, every little to us, to us it brings. Happiness, misery on its wings.
Thoughts are things.
Thoughts are
things.
Boop, boop. I didn't hear that boop, boop. Boop, boop. Very good. Very good. So now here's the first verse. I'm going to do the verse, and you're going to be my backup singers. Do I want to take a snooze? Do I want a glass of booze? Will I win or will I lose? It depends on what I
choose.
Because thoughts are things. Thoughts are every little thought.
Every little
to us it brings.
To us it brings.
Beautiful.
Happiness, misery on its wings.
Thoughts are things.
Thoughts are things.
Boop, boop. Oh, you're getting great. Verse number two. Am I going to blow my fuse? Am I going to sing the blues? Wah! Will my future be good news? It depends on
what I choose.
Because thoughts
are things.
Thoughts are things.
Every little thought
to us.
Woo! Misery on its wings.
Thoughts are things.
Thoughts are
boop, boop. I'm taking you to Las Vegas with me. You're outstanding. Thank you. That's the end of the Thoughts Are Things contribution. It's unconscious, repressed, and interestingly enough, the shadow is an archetype. Don't you love that word? It's an archetype. An archetype means every human on the earth has it. It isn't for a special group or anything. It's called an archetype. And I think it's so interesting. It's unconscious, undeveloped, everything. And you know when it's the most dangerous? When it's unrecognized. It's the most dangerous when we don't recognize. I don't have anything. I'm perfect. Everything is perfect, whole, and complete. We say that a lot. And I want to talk about spiritual bypass, because very often we just go straight in treatment, and it works. I mean, a lot of times. But there's some unconscious things that are still in there that need to be embraced and incorporated, so it gives us our power and we won't be victims giving our power away. One thing we love to do, have you ever had anything in your life that is a pattern and you wonder, is this happening to me again? Have you ever had that? Raise your hand if you ever had something that happens to you more than once. Let me tell you, I've married my shadow 4 times, the same shadow. And I wonder, I wonder what's, and then you realize it's about me. It's about, well, let's say you're in an abusive relationship. I mean, we don't want to really talk about that, but why would I keep attracting abusers? Because I didn't have the cojones. I don't know, women don't have cojones. I don't know what we have. I didn't have the ovaries to stand up and say, no, I didn't have whatever it takes to set a boundary and say, no, I just was, you know, he won't like me if I don't let him abuse me. Isn't that the craziest sentence you ever heard in your life? But it's true. And we get locked into that we won't be, quote, loved, which of course we're not anyhow in that kind of a situation. And when you begin noticing, that's the A, it's awareness of what's going on. So you're choosing what's happening to you, and you have an awareness. I'm noticing these repetitive patterns. Do you ever notice it also in people? Have you ever heard of glamour? Each of us has a glamour. A glamour is your view of yourself. How do you, just take about 10 seconds, how do you view yourself? What kind of a person are you? Oh, I'm so loving and I'm so this. And all of a sudden, a friend, quote, comes up to you and says, you know, you're really very egotistical and selfish. And you say, oh, no. I'm like, you know, Penelope the parrot. I'm so loving. I'm so perfect. And you hate that person because they're making you look at who. Because then later on, think about it. You know, you might have some of those qualities you aren't admitting. In fact, you never want to talk to that person again. You hate that person because they're telling you something you don't want to hear about yourself. Does that make sense to anybody? Have you ever met somebody who told you something that made you upset at that person? Raise your hand if that makes any sense to you at all. Okay. Now, raise your hand if you're still friends with that person. Oh, good. Good, you're growing. So, boop, boop. So, you have to pay attention to when things, you know, are repeated over and over and over. And so sometimes, I want to read this to you, can be a person, there's also people who carry the light part of our shadow. Do you know that if you think so-and-so is the most compassionate person in the world? In fact, I did a workshop here. They said they looked up to people who were very, very humble. I said, well, you probably are too. Oh, no, not me. It turned out the person was like a CEO of a corporation, but they never wanted to own that they also had that humility, you know, that they saw in others. Oh, I want to be like you when I grow up. But you're actually like the person inside of yourself to own your beautiful qualities. It's just fantastic. So the last part, The last part of our cab that we're taking to higher consciousness is called blessing. So in the work I do with recovering addicts and alcoholics, one night I was giving a workshop and I was inspired to say, today we're going to write a thank you letter to the yuckiest thing that's ever happened to us. And they go, I said, what do you think of that? And one guy goes, that's the stupidest thing I ever heard in this workshop. And so we passed out pink pieces of paper and everybody started writing, thank you, because you can always learn from a terrible thing that's happening to you, right? Thank you. And this guy that said it was stupid was writing. And he folded up the pink paper until it was like a little this like this. And he stood up, he threw it in my lap. He said, read it later. And he went out and slammed the door. Okay. So I went home and I opened it up and I'm going to paraphrase it. I don't really have it here with me, but I remember it. I even published it in Science of Mind one year. Dear heroin addiction. That's what the letter said. I really loved you. You comforted me. You just made me feel so much better about life. And then you know what, heroin? You stopped working. And I had to find something greater than you. I had to find a power greater than you. And I finally did. And it was my God who was always my higher power, my greater power than you. And now I'm no longer afraid, and I don't need you anymore. Goodbye, heroin. And then he signed his name. So that's a thank you letter to a yucky thing. And what he grew from that, he no longer needed heroin. And so people, it doesn't have to be fancy or anything. This is your homework assignment. I want you to write a thank you letter to a yucky thing in your life that you are releasing. And I did a workshop in Florida, and a little boy came to it. He was 6 years old. And he wrote a letter to a yucky thing. He wrote, dear throw up. He said, I didn't like it when it was happening last night, but I feel so much better now. Love, Dougie. So it doesn't have to be extreme, you know, about that. So I brought a friend with me today, and I would like you to meet my friend. She's sleeping under the table. Hi, everybody. Who is this? Little Red. She represents the persona that she's good little girl. She wouldn't let any shadowy thoughts. Do, do, go over the wither and through the house. To grandma's house we go. Tra-la-la, la-la-la-la. To grandmother's house we go. And maybe Granny will play with me. This is the persona. And hiding in the woods behind the trees was... Mm-hmm. This is the shadow, Mr. Wolf. He takes one look at Little Red, skipping, skipping, skipping to Granny's house. And he says, hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? Hey there, cutie pie, what you got in the basket? I'm sorry, I'm not supposed to talk to strangers. Oh, I'm not a stranger. I'm just a cute little wolfie who wants to talk to you. Well, okay, I have goodies for Grandma in the basket. I'm going to visit her. They're gluten-free. They hardly have any carbs. They have artificial sugar. Very that sounds yummy. Do you mind if I walk with you for a while? She says, okay. And so they started singing, and he walks with me, and he talks. And they actually started holding hands and talking. They realized they had so much in common, you know. In fact, they finally got to Granny's house. Where are you, Granny? Oh, here's Granny. She's a religious science minister. Little Red, I was so worried about you. We aren't supposed to worry, you know. I was so worried about you. Who is that with you? Oh, Granny, there is this Mr. Wolf. He is so adorable. We walked and talked and we fell in love. And Granny, we're going to be Married. What? You know I'm against interspecies relationships. Oh, but we have so much in common. So Granny relented and she performed a religious science marriage ceremony, and they are married, and now they're going to kiss. This is really hard. I now pronounce you Wolf and Wife. Mr. and Mrs. Wolf. Thank you. So, let's see. I want you to put your hands over your heart like this and close your eyes. And I'm going to do marriage vows. I'm going to give you a marriage ceremony to yourself right now. Do you vow to have respect for, patience with, and tolerance for, understanding for, and loyalty to, trust for, compassion for, sensitivity to, deep intimacy with, flexibility towards, and unconditional love for all parts of yourself? Do you vow to do all those things? And say, I do if you do.
I do.
I now pronounce you married to yourself. You may kiss yourself. Mwah. Congratulations. You're perfect just the way you are. And to show you that we recognize the perfection in all of you here, we're going to sing a song together. And it's called, How Could Anyone Ever Tell You, if you can put it up on the wall. How could anybody ever tell you you were anything less than beautiful? And I want you all to stand. We're going to sing it four times to one other person. You don't have to hug them. You don't have to do anything. Just sing it to them. And okay, hit it. Music, orchestra, wherever you are.